Hey, greetings, sister. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, I just thought maybe I'd do some sister sharing today and talk about some things that have been going on, and just kind of nice to share some lessons that we've learned and share them with you so you could be prepared too. So I was just going to share, like, this morning started out really well. It's been so rainy and cold lately, but the witnessing never stops. We saw an old order Amish buggy go by our van because we're parked in a parking lot. That's where we camp out. And there's a lot of the Amish and Mennonites around, or old order Mennonites. And I think the Amish are a little bit more north. But anyway, the buggy went clop, clop, clopping by. And so Brother James got ready and he was going to give him a gospel card. Well, they were already gone. So he put it on their buggy. And so that was a nice start to the day.
We have a special Anabaptist tract just for them.
Right, right. We actually have a little gospel card for some of them that go on the internet, and then printed out papers for the other ones that don't. And so we're kind of covered on that way. So they got the precious Word of God then. And then here I got a little story for you. I've been wanting to sew up a few skirts. They're real simple. Two panels. Looks like a big A. And they're real easy for me to do. Super easy for me to wash and dry in the van life. And I've been really wanting to get a lightweight denim because it seems to last a while. And it's so super pricey. Well, today I happened to be walking through Walmart. I was getting some water, refilling our water jugs. And I thought, well, I'm going to run through the fabric department. And I happened to find some very affordable denim fabric. And so I got it out, pushed the button, and the lady showed up to help. And she was like really nice and really talkative and sharing all kinds of things. And right toward the end, before she was done, I gave her the gospel card, told her what we do, who we are, said we'd be happy to encourage her. And she stood there reading it, and we talked a little bit about it, and she thanked me. She was really kind. So I was rejoicing. I was like, well, maybe that's why I couldn't find the denim before. Maybe she was supposed to have this. And so I was pretty happy about that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. And then yeah, so we've been kind of dealing with trials of this life, you know, some things we have to think about for our van.
Some issues in van life.
Yeah, issues in van life, and it's been cold and rainy, and, you know, that wood stove isn't too far away from my mind, and every once in a while it pops up, and it's all good. It's just that little tiny bit of flesh killing you got to kill once in a while. And I was kind of working on that, and we ended up going to the marketplace, which we call a public place where we can sit, and we always end up witnessing to people. So it wasn't too long we got there.
We go there to work online.
Yep, we work on online ministry. Oftentimes I'll have a coupon for a coffee, and we'll share that. And while we're sitting there, it's like almost every single time we go, we get an awesome chance to witness. Well, we're kind of in the middle of figuring things out when somebody that Brother James had witnessed to a couple years ago, purposely, he said, hey, I saw your van. I came in here just to talk to you. And right then, it showed me why we're out here and all the cares of the world, you know, because like I said, we were kind of in the middle of trying to figure things out. And it just made me think about, wow, praise God. That's why we're out here. That's why we deal with this. That's why us saints across the world are dealing with the difficulties of walking in Christ in this wicked world, and we have to be ready to give an answer for the hope, defend the truth. And Brother James had a really good conversation with him, and so that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, he met him 2 years ago, and he was in the Anabaptist faith. He's still in the Anabaptist faith, and we started talking. It started out good. It didn't end very well, but he kind of got some loving correction.
Right.
And I hope he goes off and takes heed to that, because he's still keeping some willful sin and defending his false religious system. But that was awesome. We were in the midst of a earthly care. It can be kind of a fleshly thing, dealing with some issues of van repair and all that. And then he walks up, and like Sister Debbie said, you got to be ready to not let that flesh get to you too much.
Right.
And then I had some other young man message me about asking about the Baptist faith. He saw us the other day preaching in front of the Baptist place, and he asked me about that. I was helping another brother deal with some things about sins that he left many, many years ago and feeling guilty about them or not feeling guilty about them, and talking about condemnation versus conviction. And had more conversation with a man who called me from out west, helping him to leave a really heretical train wreck of a mega seeker-sensitive church body.
Right.
And just witnessing after witnessing and ministry, and it just really helps us to realize when we get in the flesh that we cannot get... You're always going to have fleshly things to worry about, and you're always going to have the flesh to deal with. I think the key is to never let yourself go so far into the flesh that you can't instantly pull yourself out of it and walk in the Spirit to be ready to witness. You got to be ready to walk through an issue and then be ready to walk in the Spirit and witness, because somebody might need that right where you are. And if you're so caught up in the flesh, you can't serve God.
Right. And we've noticed that throughout the years of doing this. You know, there have been times we've had some hard times, and it's like, okay, I specifically remember one time we were out on the streets all day long, and we were both exhausted, and it was late at night, and somebody walked up to the van, and Brother James was there for a couple hours witnessing to him. I mean, it's happened many times, but yeah, so we want to walk in the Spirit, not the flesh, and as I say this, I'm like reminding myself that I'm always telling sisters, you know, about keeping Ephesians 6 armor on, being ready to give an answer, studying to show yourself approved, and just being willing to and ready, and God will use you. And so if I'm going to be saying that, I got to make sure that I'm doing it myself. And
yeah,
today was a good reminder.
When you do let your armor down, and there's times when you do, everybody has to relax and recreate themselves. Never let your armor go too far from you, especially when you're out in the world or near the world, because... you might have to pick it right up. Be
all
ready
right.
to do battle to witness or defend the truth or protect yourself from false teachers. So that armor's got to, that never has to be too far from you.
Right, right. Especially today with that young man.
Yeah.
Started out really good.
Yeah, he ended up being kind of a wolf.
Yeah, he was showing ulterior motives for stopping there. And then so Brother James had to make sure that he was right on point, being able to... rebuke him and send him off in love. And as he was leaving, I told Brother James, I said, you know, that was a wonderful gift, and it shows how loving and long-suffering our Father is for that young man to get the gift of the truth given to him again.
After two more years.
Yeah, because you talked to him for like well over an hour.
Oh, yeah.
A couple
and it's
years
not
ago.
It's not anything that I have special truth. I'm just preaching the Word of God. And sadly, apparently... it's only the biblical street preacher that's going to tell him the truth, because he's continuing. These people are continually living in their ongoing willful sin, paganism, false gospels, worldliness. And so it's loving to call them out. And it would be really easy just to go, oh, we don't want to say anything. They're not going to like it. We want them to be friends with us. We want them to like us. We'll just show up at their church and sing with them. But that's not what God calls us to do. God calls us to be light and salt. And when you confront sin and heresy, you have to come out of your flesh and dealing with the world and say, the Lord has called me now to walk in the Spirit and truth and help others to call them out of that.
Right, and calling out is and seems to be a great part of it. Because
there's so much sin and heresy around.
Right, right, there is. So you got to be pretty strong on that. So you
I was going to share this verse, if I could.
That'd be awesome.
Romans 8, verse 12 through 14. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So that's what we're talking about. We're all going to have fleshly times when we got to deal with the world. We all might get a little weak in our flesh. But as I always say, never get far from the gospel in your thoughts, in your life, in your actions. And if you can always pull the gospel up and start to preach it, live it, and share it, you will never be far. You can pull up your flesh off out of its wicked place or its fallen place and get right back in the Spirit and be a worker and servant of God.
Right. That gospel is our armor.
Amen. Gospel, preaching the word. Yeah.
Amen. It's so strengthening. It's
and the world needs the biblical gospel.
Right.
The people in the churchianity system need the biblical gospel. They don't need everybody agreeing with them as they keep their sin. They're bondage to sin. They're not free. They're not glorifying God.
Right.
And so that's why we're out here. And he's got my number, and they all got my number. And it's great, the people that are striving in the truth that we know. So there's a lot of victory stories, too. There's people that are leaving man-made churchianity. They're striving. We're discipling people on the other side of the earth that are striving to walk in holiness. More people contacting us. They don't always come right away. Maybe it's a slower process. That's another thing, planting the seeds.
Yep, the peripheral ones that come up once in a while.
But if we don't plant the seeds, and we're walking in our flesh, and we're worried about this with our van or this in life, and we let these people slip by, and we don't tell them the truth, like I always tell people, the media's not telling you truth, the churches aren't telling you truth, schools aren't, colleges aren't, the news isn't. The biblical street preacher is going to tell you the truth if he has nothing else to gain, no money, no popular following. The Word of God's going to tell you the truth. That's where we're pointing you to.
Right, and the saints, all the saints, even if you're not being a street preacher.
Yeah.
Saints are going to be.
I meant the people I run into out in the street.
Yeah, exactly.
The Word of God, and then we're ready to introduce them to other saints we know so that they can get edification. But they've got to be willing to come out of their flesh and this corrupt system. So,
right,
it's a battle, flesh versus the spirit, and the more you do it, the more you can overcome it. Everybody falls into it, but we can overcome because Christ's overcome everything for us.
Right, it makes you stronger on the other side, and you learn quicker for each one. Because I know as I start to get just a little weak in the flesh, I know to go kill it immediately. I was just telling some sisters, I said, you know, I'm usually 98% strong, but when I get weak, it's like a couple percent, and I'm running after, chasing it, trying to get rid of that, that whatever it is.
Purge it out, not necessarily sin, but
purge that little bit of a weakness, because that little 2% might grow to 3 and 4 and 5 if you're not careful. So,
and I think real quick, I think the flesh that we're talking about is not necessarily like sinful flesh, like lusting or greed. Mm-hmm. What we're talking about is flesh is like discouragement, not being sure what our next move is.
Right.
We're kind of seem like we're in a little bit of a
unknown
rut right here, and which way are we going to go? Lord, show us something, we're not sure. So you fall into that kind of flesh. We're not talking about willful, blatant sin. We're talking about just living life every day. Like if you had a full-time job, you go to your job, there's times that it's like, oh, this job must get into my flesh. It's something you have to do.
Yeah.
It's something you have to get through.
And
you
got
to be able to repent of it and rise above it.
Right, right.
It's a glorious thing that we get to do.
Right. Amen. We saints of God, all of us all over the world who are truly striving after Him, we have an awesome, awesome job.
And what does my wife, Sister Debbie, always say? This is all part of our endurance.
Yep.
And this is why he said strive to enter through the straight way. It's not easy. It's not every day is not a bowl of roses.
No.
We must strive.
Right. And it's just our reasonable service.
Amen. We're purchased with a price, the blood of Christ.
Praise God. Well, hopefully that was encouraging to you.
Amen.
And Lord willing, we might get tomorrow to share some more. Hold fast, sister saints. We love you in the Lord.
God be praised.